When you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist Missed Connection.
Ladies first.
Ladies first.
Woman for man. You helped me cram 50 balloons into a Ford Focus.
That sounds difficult.
Does sound like a challenge.
Yes.
To the cute short guy with the adorable dad bod and actual social skills, I was a human statue surrounded by Mylar, LOL.
Ah, okay.
I was in the parking lot the other day trying to shove 50 giant inflated birthday balloons into my tiny Ford Focus.
Okay.
Looked like a neon monster was eating my hatchback.
Yes.
I was trapped, sweaty, and actively rethinking every choice I'd ever made.
Oh.
You walked over. You were cute. Short. Had a little belly that was charming.
Oh.
And you asked if I needed help.
Okay.
Instead of saying, yes, thank you, I let out a high-pitched snort giggle. Probably something like that.
What is that?
You rolled up your sleeves and cracked jokes about the sheer absurdity of the situation while fighting the wind.
All right, sense of humor.
Makes it harder. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Together we forcefully jammed the last balloon in. I got in. You slammed the door.
Oh, great.
Then my central nervous system completely shut down.
No.
Instead of asking your name, offering a high five, or acting like a member of civilized society, I just kind of stood there. Locked eyes with you. I smiled. I did not blink.
No.
I just sat there. You looked through the glass at the driver's seat, which was entirely swallowed by a wall of pink balloons.
Sure.
And asked, hey, how are you even going to drive?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Valid question.
Sure.
My brain sent the signal to speak, but my mouth just kept doing the silent, unblinking serial killer smile. It's kind of like that.
Sure.
The silence stretched for what felt like 4 years.
Yes.
And you finally said, well, bye.
Yeah, I guess if you're not going to talk.
Yep, backed away slowly. I just kept smiling and think I even gave you a tiny rigid queen wave as you turned around.
Hope everything goes well.
How awkward can you get? Right. I drove home with balloons aggressively pressed against my face, crying, laughing at my own uselessness. I've been mortified for days. I promise I actually do possess a vocabulary, wit, and charm.
I'm sure you do.
When I'm not experiencing a full-body panic attack.
Oh.
If you see this and aren't actively filing a restraining order, let's grab a drink. I'll even let you drive since I'm clearly banned from operating heavy machinery.
I think there's potential there.
There could be.
He had, I feel like, a sense of humor.
He was sweet.
He was sweet.
She just was like...
She was paralyzed.
Paralyzed with fear.
With embarrassment and fear and all that.
He was cute and she didn't know what to do.
It's...
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Man for woman, I am the human missile that cracked your bumper and my forehead.
Oh, no. Dang it.
You were the angel face with the dark skin, dark hair, and recently compromised rear bumper.
Oh.
Hi there. I am the 40-year-old toddler, apparently, who shouldn't be allowed on motorized two-wheeled vehicles.
Uh-oh.
Hear me out now. I was trying to do the responsible thing the other night. I had a few drinks at the bar.
Oh, no.
Decided against driving my car.
That's good.
Hopped on an electric scooter.
That's bad.
Glide gracefully home.
No, that
and
is not.
I made it almost all the way to our neighboring apartment complexes when your parked car aggressively jumped out of nowhere and attacked me.
Sure. Yeah. No motorized anything is good at that time. Yeah.
I plowed directly into your back bumper.
Oof.
It was a flawless victory for your car.
Oh, great.
I managed to crack your bumper with my own face at the exact same time.
Ouchie.
I was bloodied, I was bruised, and I was deeply humbled. I abandoned the scooter and limped the rest of the way home.
Oh, wow, we just left?
Now listen, a couple days later, I saw you outside.
Okay, so we're gonna go...
I know it was you because you were standing next to your car... talking to the insurance adjuster about this mysterious dent.
Here's the moment.
No idea how that happened.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But that's when I saw you.
Uh-huh.
You, without a doubt, the most breathtakingly beautiful woman I've ever laid my eyes on. You have the face of an absolute angel.
Beautiful.
My immediate smooth instinct was to walk over, point to the massive scabby scrape of my forehead, admit what happened.
Yes, do the right thing.
And confess my love to you.
Yes, here you go. It's your moment.
Instead.
Oh, no. No.
Instead.
No.
I just stood there. In complete silence, a grown man statue staring at you from across the asphalt parking lot while you discussed claims.
There is a trend in today's episode with standing there like a statue.
Yes, there is. Listen, how does a guy tell a woman of his dreams that he is the exact reason she has to pay a deductible while simultaneously asking her out?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't work out very well.
Well, that's where we are. So I ask you, please don't call the police.
Oh.
I owe you a new bumper.
Yes.
An apology.
Okay.
And at least 3 premium cocktails.
Oh, wow.
To make up for all of this headache. If you are willing to date a guy who single-handedly lowered your car's resale value, please hit me up. Please.
He'd better hope that the neighbors don't have cameras. That might force a meeting.
I mean,
he should meet her on his own terms.
Yes.
It's better than if she gets the cameras and figures out it's him, and then she's going to be real mad.
All right. So whether you're looking for the guy with the dad bod who helped you put the balloons in your car, or you're shooting your shot with the lady who you cracked her bumper along with your forehead.
Dude literally had a second chance and he let it pass him by.
He did. It's Craigslist Missed Connection.
So sweet. Oh,